Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Monday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. I know I talked about asset management last week. I want to continue that thought. How we think about asset management is changing. I've mentioned before that I started in the asset management world almost 30 years ago, in 1994, May. But how we look at it today is different than how we'll look at asset management tomorrow. Every organization is a technology organization filled with technology assets. And as we think about maximizing those investments, securing those investments, then what we think of as an IT asset is expanding in scope every day. I remember when it was big, when we went from hardware to including software. Another huge step when we included cloud. But now, code, data, Internet of Things, there are lots of types of assets. You could even think of your intellectual property as assets. I view an asset as anything that you have to worry about its financial nature. You want to secure it. You want to make sure that it is recorded and handled appropriately. That fits a lot of things, and it's growing, isn't it? How about your security systems where you badge in? That's a technology asset. The other thing I want to really drill on today is in the past, we called it IT asset management because those assets were mainly in IT. But now let's look at it going forward. Those are enterprise-wide assets. So I'm foreseeing a time in the very near future that we don't have IT asset management. We have enterprise-wide technology asset management. This asset management will interface with our accounting and finance, with doing our depreciation and amortization, interface with security to make sure we secure everything well, and our risk department to make sure that we do that stuff well. But our scope is broadening outside of IT. And that's why I say that how we look at IT asset management today is going to be very different than how we view it tomorrow. And we have to be ready for it. We have to be thinking about our groups, because even think about how software has changed. The licensing has become more complex. I remember the days where the engineering teams took care of their engineering software. Asset management, IT asset management took care of the IT software. That's all being blended into one, isn't it? And when we think about how all this is becoming a melting pot, it's becoming a melting pot in a very strategic way. Whether it's identifying tech debt, whether it's insulating from software audits, or ensuring that we buy the right amount of hardware, doing total cost of ownership, TCO, for many of our cloud ventures, maybe even helping us choose which cloud vendor, which type of cloud. You see the complexity of just the stuff I'm talking about. How about how we handle the data from all of that? We need to have an overarching plan for our enterprise. And the only way forward is to have an enterprise-wide asset management group. We have to be able to see these problems from an enterprise point of view. I welcome your thoughts as we think about what the future of asset management looks like, because it's exciting to me, because where we are today and where we will be tomorrow are very different. We have to figure out the stakeholders and how to manage those relationships. We have to figure out how to measure. We have to figure out how to maximize everything, especially on finite budgets, as we all have. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for joining us this Monday. I hope you have an awesome rest of your Monday. Let me know your thoughts on this topic. And as I always ask, please follow our LinkedIn company page. And let me know how service management leadership can help your asset management program. We've developed, led, designed, improved many. And we could do the same for yours. Have a great day.